Hi, welcome to the Backyard Bluey podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Gwen.
And Gwen and I today are so excited to bring episode 8 of Backyard Bluey to all of you. Gwen, how are you doing today?
Great.
Have you had a good day?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Cool. Gwen, what did we do on our last podcast?
We are doing the contest.
We introduced a drawing contest.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that today, June 6th, is when we would announce the winners of the drawing contest. What was your favorite part about seeing all the drawings that people sent in?
Well, I love drawing, painting, and all sorts of art. And this combined two of my favorite things, Bluey and art.
That is so cool. We had 13 people send us all sorts of drawings and paintings and even some chalk art, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
People did in a lot of different ways. Some people used markers. Some people used colored pencils.
Or paint.
Or paint. Or chalk.
Or the computer.
And so first thing, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We had such a fun time looking at all of your pictures and talking about them. Gwen and I, every day we would see a new one. I would show her on my phone or on the computer. And she'd be like, oh, that one's so cool. And we tried to respond to everybody that put pictures on there.
Yeah.
So now what we want to do is we want to announce some awards. But you guys made it so hard to choose. Right, Gwen?
Yes.
And Gwen, what did you tell me right before when I was asking you, like, maybe which ones were your favorite ones and stuff like that?
It's hard for me to choose, like, one or, like, my favorite things.
It's really hard. So instead of choosing just one or two that were, quote, unquote, winners, we did something that was a little more fun. So we gave kind of some awards to everybody that entered our contest. So we are going to announce what awards we gave to the people that entered the Backyard Bluey drawing contest.
Uh-huh.
Gwen, do you want to start with number one?
Okay. Best backstory. Anna's son, Bluey to Muffin.
So Gwen, tell me more about that. What was so cool about the backstory?
Well, the backstory was her son was trying to draw Bluey, but he kept getting upset. But then it turned into Muffin.
How did it turn into Muffin?
Well, it looked more like Muffin than Bluey.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so his mom suggested that maybe instead of coloring it like Bluey, maybe
color it like Muffin.
And what happened after that?
And he got really excited and started coloring.
And why is that such a cool story?
Well, I don't know.
Well, he has autism. Do you know what autism is?
Yes, I have two cousins that have autism.
So can you describe maybe just a little bit about what you know about autism?
Well, it makes people a little different and unique.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's hard for them to understand.
Yeah, like one of your cousins doesn't really talk to people at all, right?
No.
And so there can be a lot of different things with autism, but sometimes it can make you frustrated about certain things.
Yeah.
So great job, Anna's son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our number two award is a most creative. And this was submitted by and drawn by Sarah, who drew Chili the Cupcake Fairy.
Cupcakes.
We thought this was so creative because Sarah took her favorite character, Chili, and then added some elements from her own life to the drawing. So Sarah said that one of her favorite things to do with her kids is to make cupcakes and to dress up like fairies and have dance parties at their house. She incorporated all of that into her drawing, and I thought that was very, very creative.
Uh-huh. Award number 3, cutest couple, created by Nikki. Drawing Chili and Bandit.
This was such a sweet one, huh? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the picture?
Yes.
What did you like about it?
Well, I liked about how she drew them sitting together.
They were sitting together and they were all cuddly and cute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is a very, very good picture. Our Bluey Award number 4 is the most likely to grow up to be a Bluey animator. And this award is given to Megan's son. He actually painted a picture of Bluey. And it was really, really good. So, we're not sure what your name is, but keep up the good work, Megan's son. Because that Bluey painting was one of our absolute favorites.
Amazing.
Amazing, Gwen says. All right, Gwen, do you want to tell the next one?
Bluey Award number 5. Best Gift Award. Created by Allison's 15-year-old drawing Bingo.
And this is the best gift award because Allison's 15-year-old painted this for their younger sibling, who was turning 5, I think, for their 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Good job, not only for painting it and making it look so good, but also doing it as a great way to give somebody else a gift and show them that you love them.
Yeah.
All right. The Bluey Award number 6 is our favorite new artist, and that goes to Kenzie, who drew Mum.
Woohoo!
What is your not mom name?
Chili.
Oh yeah, Chili. So good. You did a great job, Kenzie, and we are so excited to see you keep drawing.
Bluey Award number 7. If I had the money, I would buy everything this artist creates. Created by Jeria Drawing Busker.
And we didn't even know that this character's name was Busker. We had to go look him up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell everybody which character it is?
It's the one that works at the market and plays the guitar.
Yeah, he's in that episode. And I also think he's in Dance Mode and he's playing the pipe thing.
Yeah, with his thongs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. When all of the family starts dancing in the big crowd, right?
Except for Bingo.
Oh, except for Bingo. Because
she uses Dance Mode
on him. Right. Oh, man. So good. Okay. Award number 8. Is the best artist collaboration. And this award goes to Michelle and Presley, who in chalk drew Bluey and Bingo and did a really good job. You guys did a really good job with like using different colors to even show like maybe like little reflections off their nose so you could kind of see the light and see the contrast between them. So super job. Really, really great.
Bluey Award number 9. The Sparks Joy Award. Created by Joy. Drawing Rita and Janet.
Because what character in Bluey is better than when Bingo and Bluey dress up
as the grannies?
As the grannies! It's so funny. Every time I see the grannies, it makes me so happy. And so, and it was just kind of coincidence that Joy's name is also Joy, because she sparks joy like Rita and Janet. The Bluey Award number 10 is the most motivational, and this goes to Levi's wife, because maybe Levi was having a little bit of a rough day trying to get some motivation to get some work done. So his wife drew a really, really great picture on his whiteboard of socks. And maybe he was able to just look up at it and get some motivation when he saw socks.
Mm-hmm.
Because socks is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We love her.
Bluey Award number 11. The Bingo Happy Tail Wag Award. Drawn by Ashley's 4-year-old drawing Bingo.
Ashley, your son or daughter did a really great job. And it makes us want to wag our tails if we had them. So we'll just have to smile and just tell you how great of a job that Ashley did. Okay, Bluey Award number 12. This award is called the Could Be a Bluey Animator Right Now Award. And this is going to Sierra, who did a mix of Bluey and a cartoon movie called My Neighbor Totoro. Just really good job. This wasn't drawn. It was actually, I think, is done on a computer, like some graphic design stuff, which is really cool. And probably the same way that they make the show.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I think it was awesome.
Yeah. You were a little confused. You're like, wait, what? Because they're a little different. Because she drew them in kind of the Bluey style, but made them wearing like different clothes and had some of the characters doing it that looked a little different, huh?
Bluey doesn't wear clothes.
Yeah. It's so funny, which is really funny because why are they always doing laundry?
Yeah!
They're always hanging up clothes on their clothesline and stuff like that, but none of them wear any clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, huh? Okay. Oh, you want to do the last one?
Bluey Award number 13. This is outrageous in a good way. Award created by Denise Making Muffin.
Her favorite character is Muffin, and so she drew a really good picture of Muffin as well. Denise's daughter won the Favorite New Artist Award, Kenzie, drawing Mom. So we had a lot of really fun opportunities for parents and kiddos to both submit pictures to us.
Uh-huh.
So those are our 13 winners. You guys all did such a great job. We're going to send everybody stickers. We're going to send, if you drew a certain character, you're probably going to get some stickers of those characters. But then we'll throw in a couple extras too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Gwen will do a good job of helping me choose which ones and how many we should send.
Yeah.
So you can expect to see those maybe later this week or early next week. We'll get working on it right away.
Uh-huh.
So now we got to end our podcast the same way as we end every podcast.
Uh-huh.
With the Bluey Word of the Day. Gwen, what is the Bluey Word of the Day?
Sunnies.
What are sunnies?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. And do you want to know something really funny?
What?
So what episode, do you remember what episode we learn about sunnies in?
No.
Oh, it's Road Trip. Remember when they stopped to get gas?
Yeah.
And Chili is checking out the sunnies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that she accidentally takes them without paying for them?
Yes.
Whoops. So, don't steal sunnies from the store. Absolutely always pay for your sunnies. But sunnies, or sunglasses, is our Bluey
Word of the Day.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
See you later.